inspired by the principle that helping someone else less fortunate is a path to a happier, healthier, and more meaningful life. Learn more at LodestarFoundation.org.
This is Kansas Public Radio, KPR's, your place for NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from the Merck Co-op, Northeast Kansas's only community-owned grocery store. More information at themerck.coop.
Fair skies, 75 degrees now in Lawrence. It's 6 minutes after six. You're listening to NPR's All Things Considered, here on your place for NPR News, Kansas Public Radio. 91.5 in Lawrence, KANQ in Chanute is 90.3.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication with an emphasis on stories that affect residents of Lawrence, Douglas County, and Kansas. Information at lawrencekstimes.com.
Just ahead on All Things Considered, the nation's report card was released for 12th grade math and reading today, along with 8th grade science. So how are the scores? Are they going up? Are they going down? We'll find out in just a minute. And then ahead in 15 minutes on All Things Considered, public health officials are reacting to the Trump administration's latest report on children's health.
Plastic chemicals, pesticides, herbicides, chemicals that we know are making children sick. This report says nothing about them.
Today's release is intended to be an action plan that addresses various problems. Details on that story ahead in 15 minutes. All Things Considered continues until 7 o'clock this evening. And then Destiny will be along with an evening of classical music for us. Fantasies, dreams, and music from some of our 50 states tonight on KPR's Evening Classical from 7 to 9. Be with us at 7 o'clock.
Support for NPR comes from this station. And from Easy Cater, designed to help organizations order food for meetings and events from a nationwide network of restaurants, create lunch programs for their employees, and manage food spend at easycater.com. From Focus Features,
tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning and every weekday morning at 5 o'clock from 5 to 9. We bring you NPR's Morning Edition here on your place for NPR News, Kansas Public Radio. 91.5 in Lawrence, 89.9 in Atchison.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Music Alliance's Mixmaster Music Conference, September 19th and 20th at Lawrence Public Library. Music industry workshops, panels, discussions, and networking for artists. Tickets at Mixmaster2025.com.
It's 6:30.
Yeah.
Stocks finished higher across the board on Wall Street today. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Tom Parkinson with these regional headlines. Governor Laura Kelly has issued a state of disaster emergency for flooded areas in the north central and south central regions of the state. The declaration allows resources to be used to provide state assistance in those areas. The Kansas Division of Emergency Management has also partially activated the State Emergency Operations Center in Topeka to monitor the flooding and coordinate state resources. The state of emergency declaration comes after thunderstorms packing tennis ball-sized hail and heavy rains pummeled parts of southern, central, and western Kansas last night. KWCH-TV reports that parts of central and western Kansas received significant rainfall ranging from 7.5 to 10 inches of rain west of Salina. Flooding became a problem at the Kansas State Fair in Hutchinson, where officials closed all parking lots to the fairgrounds. They're running a shuttle service today. The fair continues through Sunday. A planning commission has once again delayed a vote on an industrial waste processing plant project in Kansas City, Kansas. Noah Taborda has that story.
This is the second time there's been a delay.
Once last month, when the commission instructed the company behind the project to hold public forums with Armourdale residents. But the New Jersey-based company ReWorld has yet to do that. Many oppose the plant opening near their homes and an elementary school. Beto Lugo-Martinez of the group Rise for Environmental Justice showed up to the meeting last night to raise those concerns.
There was no hearing for it. They just pushed it over to November.
Lugo-Martinez says they don't know when ReWorld will hold a public meeting. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Noah Taborda.
The Kansas Department of Health and Environment is reporting that one person has died. Several other people are severely ill after being infected with West Nile virus. The disease can cause neurological problems. KDHE says it has recorded 12 cases of West Nile virus in the state so far this year, and says one person has died as a result of the virus. KSNT-TV reports that 11 of the reported cases of West Nile are classified as less severe, while one is considered severe. The severe variety of West Nile can cause symptoms such as inflammation of the brain, high fever, paralysis, and loss of vision. The West Nile virus typically is carried by mosquitoes. It has around a 10% fatality rate among those infected with a more serious strain. The KDHE says this year's West Nile infections so far have been reported in North Central, South Central, Southeast, and Northeast Kansas. Well, after being clobbered last night in Cleveland, 10-2. Royals are not doing so great today either. At the bottom of the ninth, the score is 2-0, Guardians.
It's considered from NPR News. I'm Juana Summers.
And I'm Mary Louise Kelly. The Trump administration.
You're listening to NPR's All Things Considered here on your place for NPR News. Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 99.5 in Manhattan. And online, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from KTWU, Channel 11, hosting the 5th annual Women on Wheels Car Show, a family-friendly event in Topeka. Saturday, September 13th. Registration and information at ktwu.org.
President Donald Trump has promised to crack down on crime in Chicago. NPR Morning Edition host Steve Inskeep spoke with Governor Pritzker in Chicago about the potential for racial profiling. We'll hear an excerpt from Steve Inskeep's conversation with Governor J.B. Pritzker. That's coming up in just a couple minutes. Stay tuned. All Things Considered continues until 7 o'clock. Just after 7 o'clock, Destiny will be along with evening of classical music, including some fantasies and dreams and music from some of our 50 states on KPR's Evening Classical from 7 to 9, the Florida State Suite by Frigidelius, a New England treat, and the Kansas City Brass and a fantasy on early American hymn tunes. Don't miss it. It's coming up starting at 7 o'clock.
Support for KPR comes from the Kaw Valley Farm Tour, an opportunity to explore 33 farms and 6 heritage sites throughout the Kaw River Valley. Activities for the whole family, October 4th and 5th. Details at kawvalleyfarmtour.com.
Fair skies, 75 degrees at 10 minutes before 7.
Not available in California or from all agents. From Fisher Investments. Fisher's dedicated team of specialists provide resources on investing, retirement income, estate planning, and more. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. From American Jewish World Service, committed to the fight for human rights, supporting advocates and grassroots organizations worldwide working towards democracy, equity, and justice at ajws.org. And from the listeners who support this NPR station.
The Department of Health and Human Services is putting out a new report on children's health. This as the secretary comes under scrutiny for his policies on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow morning at 5 o'clock from 5 to 9 every weekday morning. NPR's Morning Edition here on your place for NPR News, Kansas Public Radio. We're live. We're local from the University of Kansas. We are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Allsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. Check us out online. You can find us anytime at kansaspublicradio.org or ask your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Bowersock Capital Partners, a woman-owned and managed financial management firm with deep Kansas roots. Sanctuary Securities member FINRA SIPC, advisory services through Sanctuary Advisors LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Jayhawks fans, take a bow. And the Radio Rivals fundraiser, you made Kansas Public Radio the clear winner over Missouri's public radio station, Columbia's KBIA. Even if the Jayhawks lost the football game, we won the public radio game. Thanks to your gifts, KPR earned bragging rights, very important, and ensured public radio will continue to thrive here in Kansas. Thank you for supporting KPR. This is your station and your victory. Fair skies and 74 degrees at 7:01.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. The Supreme Court is saying today that it will review the legality of President Trump's far-reaching tariffs imposed against countries by executive order in April. NPR's Nina Totenberg has details.
Compared to the normally stately pace of Supreme Court litigation, the court acted within days of the Trump administration losing for a second time on the tariffs question in the lower courts, including most recently the appeals court for the Federal Circuit. Both courts said that Trump had exceeded his authority in imposing tariffs without authorization from Congress. So there was every incentive to get the Supreme Court to act as quickly as possible, and the justices obliged, setting expedited arguments for the first week in November. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
In a significant escalation in the war in Gaza, Israel targeted top Hamas leaders in a strike on the group's headquarters in the Gulf nation of Qatar. President Trump today registered his disapproval, and NPR's Daniel Estrin has more.
The White House had a very interesting reaction to this. It says it was notified of the Israeli strike as it was happening, and then it notified Qatar of the impending attack. And the White House says that a unilateral strike inside a sovereign nation and a close U.S. ally, quote, does not advance Israel or America's goals, and that President Trump feels very badly about the location of this attack. Trump spoke to Netanyahu as well as Qatar's leaders and assured them that such a thing will not happen again on their soil in Qatar. The White House did say that eliminating Hamas was a worthy goal, however. But there has been condemnation from the UN Secretary General, from the leaders of France and the UK, and also Arab countries.
NPR's Daniel Estrin reporting from Tel Aviv. More than 900 days after she was kidnapped in Iraq, a PhD student from Princeton University has been freed. President Trump announced the news in a social media post. NPR's Michelle Kellerman explains.
According to President Trump, Elizabeth Surkoff is now safely at the U.S. Embassy in Iraq. He says she was tortured for many months, held by a militant group called Kataib Hezbollah. Her sister, Emma, says her family is, quote, incredibly happy, and they thank the president's envoy for hostage affairs, Adam Bowler, for continuing to raise the case. Surkoff holds Israeli and Russian passports. She was on a research trip to Baghdad in March of 2023 when she was kidnapped by a militant group linked to Iran. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he had an emotional call with her mother and said the people of Israel will be happy to see her back home. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
Wall Street, the Dow closed up 196. The Nasdaq gained 80 points. This is NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Chapter, offering Medicare advice to seniors nationwide and working to find the plans that best fit their needs. Advisors are available by dialing #250 and saying the keyword Medicare Help. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Stardate September 9th. Based on the number of books, movies, and TV shows about it, you might assume that traveling through time is almost as easy as ambling through the park on a sunny day. Just build a TARDIS or soup up your DeLorean and off you go. Alas, the arrow of time moves in only one direction. It allows you to travel into the future, but roadblocks seem to prevent any method that scientists can envision for traveling in the other direction. Wormholes, for example, are theoretical tunnels through space and time. They seem to allow travel to other times, past or future. But there's a problem. The wormhole may collapse as soon as anything enters it, a person, a spaceship, or even a radio beam. Another possibility for traveling into the past is moving really fast. Albert Einstein's theories of relativity suggest that anything moving faster than light might move backward in time. But any physical object moving at light speed would become infinitely massive. That means you'd need an infinite amount of energy just to reach light speed, and even more to go faster. A few decades ago, Stephen Hawking suggested that the universe doesn't like time travel. He wrote that the laws of physics may stop anyone from ever building a time machine, keeping the past safe from its own future. Even so, physics provides some tricks that allow travel to the future, and we'll have more about that tomorrow. McDonald Observatory offers star parties, tours, and other programs for visitors. Details at mcdonaldobservatory.org. And for the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.
The Kansas City Brass, hooray Kansas City, playing the traditional fantasies on early American hymn tunes. Hi there, this is Kansas Public Radio. I am Destiny. Thanks for being here with me this evening. I love music and I love little historical facts to include in my programming. I'm on an American kick, so at 7:30 we'll hear A quartet by Dvorak, I bet you can guess which one. I'm on that kick because did you know that on this day in 1776, Congress officially renamed the country as the United States of America? Yes, we were the United Colonies. Well, United States of America, there you have it. And now you know why I picked this program. Right now, though, Beethoven, he's always my favorite. And I know this is a favorite of Craig. I would love to feature this on my Classics by Request show, too. This is Beethoven's Choral Fantasy. Indeed, it is. And it features a great pianist, Julius Katchen. Indeed. It's the London Symphony Orchestra and Chorus as well. It's about 18 minutes. It's great. Enjoy it on KPR.
Thank you.
Beethoven. Here on KPR, his choral fantasy with the London Symphony Orchestra and Chorus, and Julius Katchen was the solo pianist there at the opening. Such neat music to start with that solo piano and then culminate with all the voices, don't you think? I do indeed. What do fantasies make you think of? They make me think of dreams. So I've got some dreamy music at around 7:55. Don't go anywhere. It's special. So is this quartet coming up. Guess what else is coming up? Wait, don't tell me. Bill Curtis is coming home to Kansas. Indeed. Join him for an evening celebrating his new book, Whirlwind, My Life Reporting the News. Thursday, September 18th, 7:30 p.m. at Maselli's in downtown Lawrence. Tickets at kansaspublicradio.org under the shop tab. Well, Dvorak never wrote a bad tune, in my opinion. I love a lot of his music, maybe all of it, actually. And he spent some time in America. He loved taking folk music from different cultures, and you can hear that in his music. This, the American String Quartet, number 12, opens with a fantastic viola solo. Shout out to all violists out there. I think you'll all like the folksy feel of this. Right now on KPR, the Varsovia Quartet is playing Dvorak's Quartet No. 12, American.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Dvorak's Quartet No. 12 here on KPR, The American with the Varsovia Quartet. I love that one. It's pretty fun. It's pretty fun indeed. I also love cats, which has nothing to do with the music, but everything to do with KPR's Community Spotlight, which is on Prairie Paw's Animal Shelter this month. They serve Ottawa, Manhattan, and Emporia. And Prairie Paws connects pets with new homes through adoption services, helping to ensure that every animal gets a second chance. More at prairiepaws.org. If you don't have a pet, I highly recommend getting one. They are the best. Except for when they chew on the wires when I'm when I'm on the radio. It can be a problem. All right, what was this dreamy music I teased? Well, it's Franz Liszt's Dreams of Love. Yes, it is a great piano encore, shall we say. It's about 4 minutes, and it features right now on KPR Daniel Barenboim. Enjoy. Daniel Barenboim playing Franz Liszt's Dreams of Love here on KPR. I am dreaming about next hour. I am Destiny, and I've got music about America, kind of. Maybe about some states. It's going to be very interesting, you know, keeping in with the whole we were named the United States of America today in 1776. Wow. Don't go anywhere. I'm opening with Copland's Outdoor Overture. The weather is just perfect for this, too. We could be outdoors. Imagine that. All right. Be right back on KPR.
At Morning Edition, we know there's a whole world of news happening outside of Washington, so we make sure to bring you a full picture of what's unfolding around the country.
We are a region that is known for its tall trees, and, you know, it's just a reason for us all to celebrate.
And across the globe.
And their trade is one of the ways they connect to their homeland.
Listen every morning from NPR News.
Morning Edition is here for you weekdays on KPR from 5 to 9 a.m. This is Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. President Trump has issued a statement expressing his disapproval with the recent Israeli strikes on Hamas targets in Qatar, a key player in peace negotiations, NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says that the U.S. learned about the strike just before it began and notified the president. The president's Middle East envoy, Steve Witkoff, then told the Qataris about the impending strike. While the president has said that Hamas must be destroyed, Leavitt said he believes that this particular attack inside Qatar does not advance Israel's or America's goals.
The president has always made it very clear that he wants peace in the Middle East. He expects all of our allies and friends in the region, that includes both Qatar and Israel, to seek peace as well.
She says President Trump has spoken to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and to the leaders of Qatar to assure them that such a thing will not happen again on their soil. Mara Liasson, NPR News, the White House.
President Trump's emergency declaration that allowed him to take control of the D.C. Police Department expires tomorrow. But as Alex Coma of member station WAMU reports, the president's intervention in the city's affairs will likely continue.
President Trump said federal control of the D.C. Police Department was needed to address crime in the city. And most crime rates have fallen over the last few weeks, according to D.C. police. But many of these numbers were falling before Trump's intervention. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser has pushed back against Trump's decision to temporarily take over the department. She remains concerned about preserving the city's limited self-government.
It has been clear that our autonomy has kind of been in the crosshairs. That's our North Star.
Trump has also ordered many federal agents in the National Guard into the city. He isn't expected to remove them anytime soon. For NPR News, I'm Alex Coma in Washington, D.C.
Revised government data show the U.S. job market is looking far weaker than expected. NPR's Maria Aspen reports the Bureau of Labor Statistics published its annual update today.
U.S. employers added 911,000 fewer jobs than initially counted during the 12 months ending in March. The updated figures are preliminary and routine, but still sobering. They show the labor market was likely weakening far more than expected under the last year of President Biden's term and the first months of President Trump's second presidency. The federal government regularly revises its monthly jobs numbers as more complete data comes in. But this year's revision comes as Trump has increasingly politicized the data and the agency that tracks it, even firing its commissioner, all fueling concerns over the integrity of the country's economic data. Maria Aspen, NPR News, New York.
By day's end on Wall Street, the Dow was up 196, the Nasdaq up 80, the S&P 500 up 17. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Eric and Wendy Schmidt through the Schmidt Family Foundation, working toward a healthy, resilient, secure world for all. On the web at theschmidt.org. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Thank you.
Copeland's Outdoor Overture here on KPR. Gerard Schwartz and the Seattle Symphony Orchestra. Hi there, I'm Destiny. It's the second hour of Evening Classical. Thank you so much for being here. The weather was pretty nice over the weekend, and I would have really enjoyed sitting outside listening to some classical music, but the radio is the next best thing. So thank you for being here. Speaking of the weekend, Saturday on my show Classics by Request, Randy requested the Florida Suite by Delius, and I was only able to play a movement from it, and I promised her that I would play all of it. I am going to do that coming up at about 8:20. By the way, if you have a special request and you want to hear something special on the radio, go to kansaspublicradio.org/classicsbyrequest. We have a great time Saturdays 1 to 4. Now, here is something that is America-themed. It is New England Triptych number 1, Be Glad Then, America. It's about 6 minutes, and it's by Schumann, but not Robert. No, no, William. The orchestra is the Keystone Wind Ensemble. Ooh, Keystone is in my home state of South Dakota. And Jack Stamp. Enjoy on KPR. Thank you. well as we travel around America. We just visited New England here on KPR, the New England Triptych number one. Be glad then, America. Jack Stamp, the Keystone Wind Ensemble by Schumann. William Schumann. Yes, it's true. There is a William Schumann. Pretty sure they're not related, though. Also, he spells his name with just one N at the end. See? Details. I know you all like these little details. I'm Destiny. This is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, and many other frequencies out there. We love you, our listeners. Randy, I promised you that I would play all of Delius's Florida Suite. She mentioned that when listening to this, she could just imagine the Florida rooms, and I agree. So let's use our imagination, sit back and enjoy the music. Sir Charles Mackerras and the Welsh National Opera Orchestra, right now on KPR.
Thank you.
Florida Suite by Delius here on KPR. I'm Destiny. Thanks for being here with me this evening. Bob McWilliams is up next with Jazz in the Night. I have really enjoyed our time together. I am still taking requests from my Saturday show, kansaspublicradio.org/classics by request. Have a great night, everyone. Enjoy the music coming up after NPR News on KPR.
The Manson Family Trials, Muhammad Ali, and the 1966 Topeka Tornado. I'm Bill Curtis, and these are just a few moments from my time in journalism, told in my new book, Whirlwind, My Life Reporting the News. Join me for the book's debut on September 18th, 7:30 p.m. at Maselli's in downtown Lawrence. Tickets at kansaspublicradio.org under the Shop tab.
This is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas for KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Porter Cattle Company, raising cattle in the heart of wildcat country near Emporia. Richard Porter encourages all KPR listeners to support Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. The Supreme Court has cleared the way to consider a challenge to President Trump's tariff policies. The High Court will hear arguments in the case in the first week of November. NPR's Elena Moore has details.
This case centers on a move Trump made back in April when he announced sweeping tariffs on countries around the world using the International Emergency Economic Powers Act. It marked a stark break from precedent, given that Congress, not the White House, traditionally controls the country's tariff moves. Two federal courts have since said the policy is illegal. Now, if the Supreme Court sides with Trump, the tariffs would be allowed to stay. But if the justices uphold the lower court rulings, the White House could be forced to refund the billions it's already collected from the tariffs. Elena Moore, NPR News.
President Trump says he disapproves of Israeli strikes today on Hamas targets in Doha. In a formal statement, the White House said unilateral strikes inside a close U.S. ally, in this case Qatar, does not advance Israel's or America's goals. This evening, he spoke with reporters outside of a restaurant around the corner from the White House.
I'll be giving a full statement tomorrow, but I will tell you this. I was very unhappy about it, very unhappy about every aspect. We got to get the hostages back. But I was very unhappy about the way that went down.
Qatar has been a key player in negotiations aimed at ending the war in Gaza. The South Korean government is preparing to send a chartered flight to Atlanta this week. Officials will bring home Korean workers who were detained last week by U.S. agents at an electric battery factory in Georgia. The charges were immigration violations. NPR's Anthony Kuhn has more.
The Yonhap News Agency reports that the flight could leave as early as Wednesday with enough seats to bring home the more than 300 detained workers. South Korean Foreign Minister Cho Hyun flew to the U.S. on Monday to oversee the process. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, is calling the raid on the Hyundai LG electric vehicle and battery plant in Bryan County, Georgia, its biggest enforcement operation ever. South Korea has pledged to invest $350 billion in the U.S., but experts argue that U.S. visa restrictions make it difficult to bring in the skilled workers needed to build factories. A survey by South Korean pollsters RealMeter found that 60% of respondents considered measures used in the raid excessive. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Seoul.
Revised jobs data from the Labor Department show a less robust employment picture than reported over the year that ended in March of this year. In benchmark revisions issued today, data show employers added about 900,000 fewer jobs than originally estimated in the 12-month period beginning in 2024 and ending the first quarter of this year. This is NPR News. A new moon has been discovered orbiting Uranus. From member station Northwest Public Broadcasting, Lauren Patterson has more.
At just 6 miles in diameter, the newest moon discovered orbiting Uranus is also the smallest.
That's according to University of Idaho physics professor Matthew Hedman, who was part of the team led by the Southwest Research Institute that made the discovery. Hedman says the 13 rings encircling Uranus are exceptionally narrow, and the icy giant's moons are orbiting so closely that their gravitational pulls can tug on each other, leading to collisions.
It indicates we don't really understand what's going on in this system, and that tells us there's still a lot about how things are going on in space that we still need to learn.
He says understanding more about how the moons interact could help scientists learn more about the physics of asteroid belts. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Patterson in Moscow, Idaho.
In a family business, strategic planning is closely watched as the HBO series Succession. 94-year-old patriarch Rupert Murdoch has set a path for his son Lachlan to control his father's media empire when the baton is finally passed. The Murdoch corporate empire includes Fox News, The Wall Street Journal, The New York Post, along with significant international outlets in the UK and Australia. Now Rupert Murdoch and his son have reached a deal to buy out the shares of Lachlan's siblings, Prudence, Elizabeth, and James. It's reported each will receive $1.1 billion and the elder Murdoch's death. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the Skoll Foundation, dedicated to powering social innovators to transform the world. Learn more at skoll.org. And Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts.
All right. We good? One, two, one, two. Of the wonderful things that you get out of life, there are four. Now they may not be many, but nobody needs any more. Of the many facts making the list of life, truth takes the lead. And to relax, knowing the gist of life, it's truth you need. Then the second is honor, and happiness makes number three. When you put them together, you know what the last one must be. Baby, so the truth, honor, and happiness, and one thing more, meaning only wonderful, wonderful love that'll make it far. Da 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 ba da 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 da.
for. Now they may not be many, but nobody needs any more. Of the many facts making the list alive, truth takes the lead. And to relax, knowing the gist of life is truth you need. Then the second is honor and happiness ranks number three. When you put them together, you know what the last one must be. Baby, so the truth, honor and happiness, and one thing more, meaning only wonderful, wonderful love that'll make it flow.
Michael Mayo singing Four, backed by the Norbotten Big Band to open tonight's Jazz in the Night. Michael Mayo put out an album a few months ago called Fly, which was really, really fine. But now there's a deluxe edition with six more tracks that had never been released, including that one. Michael Mayo did Four in a small group setting on the original release, but now big band track added as part of the deluxe edition. I'm Bob McWilliams. We'll hear from the terrific new album from young pianist Kalin Cardello up next. Trumpet Ready and Charles is on the way, as are the band from Israel, Zurhub. That and more here on Jazz in the Night. Kalin Cardello and his aptly titled album, Chapter One. Jonathan Muir Cotton, the bassist, Domo Branch, the drummer. This is one called Gone Fishing. It's not the song that Bing Crosby and Louis Armstrong sang decades and decades ago. It's his original song, Gone Fishing, from pianist Kalin Cardello on KPR.